Well, good morning and welcome to this week's betting preview. We did okay last week, some mixed results perhaps. Jin Young Ko, who won the tournament in Phoenix on the LPGA Tour, the Founders Cup, was one of our selections. She was only at $13, but hey, that's not too bad. Jazz Jana Watanon, the Thai player, finished third in Malaysia. We didn't manage to secure Scott Hand is a potential winner, but he got the job done very nicely. But not so good on the PGA Tour for us last week, so hopefully we can correct things this week. As we look ahead to four different tournaments this week, we might start first with the World Match Play. Dell Technologies Championship being played in Austin, Texas, where the leading 64 world-ranked players, those that are available at least, or that have made themselves available, will tee it up. And 16 groups of four. One player from each group advances to the round of 16, and from there on it's just knockout until the winner is decided on Sunday. I think sometimes too much is read into a player's capabilities in match play, especially over 18 holes where it's pretty much a sprint and anybody can win. But we'll try and decipher some of the current form and some of those that might do well this week. We'll start first with the pre-tournament favourite, Rory McIlroy, who has won this event previously. He won it back in 2015. Not at this course, but he was fourth in 2016. He was second in 2012. And as we know, he's in very, very good form at the moment, having won at the Players' Championship recently, along with several other very good finishes. So Rory McIlroy, the favourite, and the deserved favourite, ahead of Dustin Johnson, who's at $11. He won in 2017. He was a quarter-finalist in 2016. He's in good form right now. He's always in contention, it seems, and he's got to be a factor, you would think, this week, Dustin Johnson. John Rahm was second in 2017 to Dustin Johnson. He's had eight top tens in his last 10 starts on the PGA Tour, so he too is in very good form. And having finished second in 2017 to Dustin Johnson, then John Rahm has to be a consideration. As far as players with a little bit more value, you might consider Bubba Watson, who's the defending champion, made the round of 16 four of his last 6 years. He's got a self-confessed dislike for match play, funnily enough, but he's done very well. And he did well last week in Tampa, where he finished fourth. So Bubba Watson at $34 is probably some pretty good value there for a player that is the defending champion. And I think Louis Oosthuizen, who's made at least the quarterfinals in four of his last five, including a runner-up amongst that group. He was second at Valspar last week, Louis Oosthuizen, so there's a lot to like about his chances, and he's at $41. I think Jason Day has to be a consideration, but the problem with Jason Day is the fact, despite the fact that he's a two-time winner of the event, he is a bit of a risky prospect at present, Jason Day. And on that basis, I'll probably leave him out of the equation. So the players that, again, that I'm considering for the World Match Play Dell Technologies Championship, Rory McIlroy at $10, Dustin Johnson at $11, John Rahm at $19, Bubba Watson at $34, and Louis Oosthuizen at $41. We'll have a look now at the alternate PGA Tour event, which has been played in the Dominican Republic. The Corrales Putacana Resort and Club event. The favourite here is probably going to be Jonathan Vegas, who's been playing very well at a much higher level than the field he will face this week. He was third at the Players' Championship. He was 23rd at the Arnold Palmer Tournament. He was 16th at the Honda and 10th in Phoenix. He's in good form right now, Jonathan Vegas. And against a slightly weaker field than he's, or considerably weaker field than he's been playing against in recent times, he deserves to be at least the favourite, if not one of the favourites. He's at $15. Sung Jae-im was fourth last week. He was third at the Arnold Palmer Championship. An outstanding performance on the web.com tour last year, Sung Jae-im. He's starting to find his feet on the PGA Tour, as can be seen by those performances that I've just mentioned. And as I said, he was fourth last week. So Sung Jae-im at $13, Jonathan Vegas at $15. And Denny McCartney, who was fourth in this event last year. He's finding his feet on the PGA Tour after winning the Web.com Tour Championship late last year. He was ninth at the Valspar Tournament last week. He was 41st at the Players. Good performances against those weaker fields than he'll face this week. He's at $21. So Sung Jae-im at $13, Jonathan Vegas at $15, and Denny McCarthy at $21 are my picks at the alternate event on the PGA Tour in the Dominican Republic this week. We might head across to India for the European Tour event, which has been played at the DLF Golf Club in the Arnold Palmer designed DLF Golf Club in Gurgaon, just outside of Delhi. Jorge Campillo, the Spanish golfer, he was 20th last week. He was second in Qatar, second in Oman. He's in great form at the moment, and he is a bit of a standout in this field. He's at $15. Jazz Jana Watanond, easy for me to say. The Thai golfer, a real superstar, 21-year-old. He was third last week. He was fourth at the New Zealand Open. He won in Singapore earlier in the year. He's at $16, and I think is a real prospect not only for this week but also for the future as far as Asian golf is concerned. Annabelle Lahiri is certainly one of the best of the Indian players, and Indian players have tended to dominate this tournament in more recent years, not so much last year when Matt Wallace won the tournament. He's not playing this week, Matt Wallace, but Lahiri, his form's not great, but he's been playing against much stronger fields in the United States. He was 30th in Tampa last weekend, which was neither good nor bad, but he's made his last four cuts on the PGA Tour. He won this event in 2015 when it was held at the Delhi Golf Club, when he was fifth at this course in 2017. So I think Annabelle Lahiri is probably the Indian that we've got to keep an eye on this week at $15. Gangadhar Bula, he's made a lot of cuts lately. He was fifth in Kenya, missed the cut here last year and was well back in 2017. So it appears that he doesn't feel particularly comfortable on this golf course, but he could be one of the Indians that gets motivated by playing his National Open this week. He's at $26. And the other player is an interesting player at $41, is Scott Hend, who of course won last week in Malaysia. He's missed the cut in both his starts here at this particular venue the last 2 years, but he's in great form. There's no doubt about that. He looked particularly comfortable in his win last week in Malaysia. So he's, I suppose, at $41. Those are reasonably generous odds for a guy that won just 7 days ago. So Jorge Campillo at $15. Jazz Jan Watanand at $16. Annabelle Lahiri at $15. Gangadhar Bula at $26. And perhaps Scott Hend at $41, provided he's recovered from all the celebrating that he's no doubt done over the last few days. The other event that we'll be keeping an eye on will be the LPGA Tour event. They're only a week or so away from their first major of the year. They're playing outside or near San Diego in Southern California at the Kia Classic, Sung Hyun Park. She's been twice fourth in three starts in this event. Keeps putting herself in contention every week and still at reasonable odds, $13, I think. Those are good odds for a lady that's in such good form at the moment and has had a couple of good performances on the golf course. Shanchang Feng was sixth last week, which was an improvement for her. She's had numerous top tens in this event. Might be warming to the task, it would be Shanchang Feng, the Chinese golfer. She's at $17. And you can't ignore Jinyoung Ko, who was 10th last year and did win last week. She'll be one of the favourites, Jinyoung Ko, one of our players that we selected last week and who won the tournament in Phoenix last week. And a couple of longer odds I think are well worth keeping an eye on. Lizette Sellers, who's been twice a runner-up in this event. She's made a lot of cuts of late without really threatening as such to contend for the title, but she's played well here, no doubt about that. As I said, twice runner-up. She's at $61. And Bronte Lau just seems to be getting better on the LPGA Tour. She was 14th last week. She's at $67. So the players there on the LPGA Tour event, or in the LPGA Tour event, the Kia Classic, Sung Hyun Park, the Korean golfer, at $13. Shanchang Feng at $17. Jinyoung Ko. And then the outsiders that I've selected, Lizette Salas, twice runner-up here previously, and Bronte Lau at $67, Lizette Salas at $61. Those are the players that I think I'll be keeping an eye on over the next few days at the Kia Classic as the LPGA Tour winds up towards its first major of the year, the A&A Inspiration. Good luck with your investments this week. I'm Bruce Young.